Good morning, 7:47 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with City Manager Mark Hall this morning. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. It's always great to be here.
Absolutely. Good to have you here in studio. So we're going to take a look at the agenda here in a moment, but I just wanted to double check with you. I know we've had the news story we had about the billing with as
the
far as the misbilling. Yes. So I didn't wonder if you would touch on that just for the electric department.
I just want to say that it was a mistake. It was an error and it was caught. Of course, it's after bills went out, and I wish I could say don't open it and that way you won't be shocked. It is one of those that the best way to describe it is we apologize, you know, to the ratepayers, the consumers, that this mistake happened. You will be receiving new billing, and it is, please forgive us. I wish I could say something else, but, you know, it's always better to catch a mistake than to let a mistake go on. So it was, and we'll get you that new bill, and we do understand, and we'll make accommodations on our end, you know, because you're receiving a missed bill. So as far as, you know, time to, you know, get an accurate bill, you know, we know that something like this, that, you know, you're going to wait a couple of days to get a new bill.
So, sure.
So those times we will work, of course, with people. And I can only say again is I apologize on behalf of the city. that a mistake was made, and please forgive us.
Sure. So the bottom line, just wait for that second bill to come in and then just pay that one.
Yes, yes. And I wish I could say, please ignore what you get first, but I can't. And I didn't mean to, you know, laugh or joke. This is very serious for us, but it is one of those.
Sure.
That only thing I can say is we apologize and please forgive us for the mistake.
Sure. Yep. And I know, yeah, it's not something that we want to have to deal with, but do appreciate the city, you know, letting us know we can get the word out there and let people know that, yeah, mistakes do happen.
Yes.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at our agenda here as we do have another meeting tonight, 6:30.
Yes, and I'll just start off by saying if you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting, if you go to the east side of the building and you'll go down to the customer service door, it's a single door, and go through those doors and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the city commission meeting's at. And tonight, of course, we have the consent agenda, which is the appropriations, or that's where we pay our bills. We always have that number. And I think Commissioner York goes over those numbers, kind of giving you an idea what those are. And the large part is due to the electric. And like I said, it's how things work in electric, and the volume is very, very high in that process. But then we have comments from citizens, and we can only get better hearing from you. And it is one of those that everyone is welcome. We know there's always good and bad, and it is one of those, some things we can help, some things we can't. But that's time for us to improve. So you're always welcome to have public comments. We do have a presentation tonight, and it's by Peggy Steele. And Ms. Steele is going to talk about 9th Street and the improvements that have been made over the years and some of the coming things. But she'll go over that. And then there's not any old business. New business for commission consideration is a resolution to purchase 3 police vehicles and the emergency equipment that goes on, lights, these kind of things, for the police department. And then we'll move on. It's for commission consideration is a resolution to purchase electric switchgear package for the North Industrial Park substation grade. And that is an improvement to, of course, we do have to replace some equipment, but this will be an improvement to the operation up in the industrial park. And I wish I could tell you more about what the equipment is, but I think we've all, over the years that I've been doing this, everybody understands that because I can't see electricity, I don't know how it works.
Well, and that's why at the meeting, you know, we've got the folks come in and they do a little description of what the items are, and that helps you and the commissioners know where the money's going.
And my hat's off to them because they do far better job and they're the experts. But then we have our final resolution for commission consideration is to approve electric engineering services with Olson Inc. For a phase two of the analysis of improvements to substation B North and South. And that is an improvement to our system. We do have some expansion possibly, and before we do anything like that, we like to have experts analyze what we're doing. Is feasible and correct, and you know what it curtails before we, you know, go further in the venture. So
sure.
That we have a city's manager report and then comments from commissioners and staff. Other than that, we're looking forward to the meeting tonight. I would like to say, and that'll be coming out today at 5:45. There'll be a groundbreaking, and this is kind of, you'll have to excuse the expression, it's like herding cats with a spray bottle. You do your best to make sure everybody can try to make it and be there, but it'll be at Sycamore Park. If you want to know where that is, it's the park that's west of the elementary. I think there might be a thing or two. We've been starting to add the equipment is coming in, and as with the sales tax, which we appreciate, it allows us to do things for Coffeyville that otherwise would be put on property taxes. So this is a great thing, and 33% of the sales tax collected is from people that don't even live here. They come in, they buy candy bars, food, and this stuff, and go outside the city. All the money stays in Coffeyville. And we have, our plans is to improve a park each year. And Sycamore Park is the first one. And that'll be at 5:45. We'll have some shovels. We'll take a picture. And then, of course, the commission will have to go to the commission meeting. But you're going to start seeing things throughout the year. And what we wanted to do is major work as far as paths and these stuff. That will actually come later. We first wanted to get the equipment in and get those things set and then start working on the paths connecting that. But that way, throughout the summer and fall, kids could play on the equipment.
Sure, and I think you've said you tried to utilize mostly city workers for the installation of equipment, right?
Yes. In fact, the installation pretty much will be 100%. That saves on costs. It is one of those. It's kind of exciting because we do allow employees from other departments, if they could free up, to come out and help us do things.
Sure.
The equipment you'll probably see first is a youth fitness. It's for 13 and up, and it's outdoors.
I saw the designs of that. I thought that was pretty cool. I've never seen anything quite like that.
This is outdoor fitness equipment. It's and of course there'll be a path, and six times around will be 1 mile. But this will connect everything, and the fitness equipment is out there all year round. And, you know, it's really an emphasis, especially the Parks Board. We received a donation from the Beach Foundation, Beach Family Foundation. There will be a sign there telling about that. But it's great for the youth 13 and up. You can be younger, but you need to be accompanied by an adult.
Sure.
But we'll get back in shape.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Anything else, sir?
That's it. And okay. Thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690. Have a great rest of your day, sir. Have a good meeting tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have 60 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and we are heading up to a high today right around 80 degrees. We're going to have mostly sunny skies. And Shane Neal's going to be taking over the program here for Open Line. So don't worry. I'm just going to be doing a little work for our sister stations down in Bartlesville this morning. So I'll see you tomorrow.